Hello, today is Friday, August 1st, 2008, and this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the July 2008 U.S. employment situation that pretty much met expectations, and those expectations were not very good. The Current Employment Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported that the unemployment rate jumped up 0.2% to 5.7% last month. A year ago, in July 2007, it was 4.7%. That 5.7% unemployment rate in July was the result of 285,000 more unemployed people, a civilian labor force that grew by 213,000, and 72,000 fewer people employed in June. And the number of people no longer in the workforce rose by 24,000. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall job decline of 51,000. So far this year, the economy has lost 463,000 jobs. Manufacturers continue to cut payrolls by 35,000 jobs in July. Same story over in construction that put 22,000 jobs on the refuge pile. Natural resources and mining continue to gain momentum with 11,000 new jobs, no doubt stimulated by growing energy needs. Although job growth in the service-providing sector was down by only 5,000 jobs in July, it would have been a loss of 30,000 jobs if not for the government adding 25,000 jobs. The retail trade sector continued to process refunds with a loss of 16,500 jobs last month. Automobile dealers had trouble keeping the cars moving, but not former employees, and eliminated 8,400 jobs in July. Professional and business services were hit hard again last month with a loss of 24,000 jobs, with temporary help services taking another major hit. More on that later. Running counter to the trend, computer systems design and related services programmed in 7,100 new jobs, while management and technical consulting services advised itself to add 4,100 more jobs. Education and health services continue to buck the trend. Educational services added only 5,300 jobs, but after all, they are on summer break. Most health care and social assistance subsectors added jobs, except for child daycare services that sent 5,000 jobs home for a nap. Leisure and hospitality sector wasn't dealing with any unexpected crowds in July, since it only added 1,000 jobs. Actually, a 2,700 job decline in arts, entertainment, and recreation was offset by a 3,700 job gain in accommodation and food services. The previously mentioned growth in government jobs was all due to hiring by state, up 12,000, and local, up 16,000 governments, since 3,000 federal workers were sent home, most of those from the U.S. Postal Service, in case you were wondering why your mail keeps arriving later and later in the day. July was another dreadful month for temporary help services. Employment was 2,389,600, and that was down 29,000, or 1.2%, from the previous month, and down almost 8% from July 2007. Since January 2007, temporary help services has lost more than 265,000 jobs. Temporary help services also lost market share last month. It was 1.74% of all jobs in July, the lowest it's been since October 2003. Although GDP, or gross domestic product, that is widely considered the definitive macroeconomic indicator for the second quarter of 2008, came in up 1.9%, most economists are still very pessimistic on the state of the economy. That is because previous GDP figures were revised downward, causing some to say that the crevasse that the economy fell into is deeper than previously theorized, and therefore it will take longer to climb out of the abyss. And since fourth quarter 2007 GDP was revised to negative 0.2%, it had previously been reported as positive 0.6%, some have theorized that if, many think it's really only a question of when, the National Bureau of Economic Research marks the current cycle as a recession, it may have started the end of 2007 or earlier this year. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.